是三百六十四。
Sing hymn 364. And this class will be studying the book of John. The gospel of John is basically talking about the divineness of God. And so the divineness of God states very clearly in chapter 1.
道与存同在，道就是神。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God.
然后十四节，道成肉身，住在我们中间。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
哦，就主耶稣降世为人。
And that he became flesh.
好，那第一章里面呢？
And in chapter one.
主耶稣有很多不同的称呼。
And there are different names for Jesus.
没有这么多的称呼啊。
And there's no such person has so many different names.
这个称呼都不太一样。
And all the names are different.
好，我们现在从第一章来看哦，主耶稣有几个不同的名词来称呼他。
And so we will study in chapter one and see that what are the different names pertaining to Jesus.
第一个，在第一章里面哈，第一个称呼他是什么
？And what was the first name? To be calling Jesus.
啊，道哦，道就是那道就是神哦，道成了人。第二个
，and it's the Word, and Word was with God. Second,
第九节哈，光是不是？ And, 那光是真光。
And verse 9, that was the true light.
哦，那照亮一切生在世上的人。
And which gives light to every man coming into this world.
耶稣就是光。
And so Jesus was also light.
所以马太福音说，主耶稣出来传道的时候，有大光照耀在死荫幽谷的人。
And so the book of Matthew is saying that when Jesus came out and preached the gospel, there was a bright light shining in the darkness of the valley, the wilderness.
特别讲真光。
And this is talking about true light.
所以真就是神的，从神来的光。
And so true comes from God. This is a light that comes from God.
也是永远不会改变的。
And this is, will not change forever.
那比起耶稣这个真光。
And compared to the true light of Jesus.
我们在世界上的这些光芒成就好像什么一个蜡烛这样一闪就过去了。
And all the achievements that we have in this world, it's kind of like the candle light. It will blow out in an instant.
过去就没有了。
And so it will pass.
好，那第一个是道，第二是光，那第三个呢
？And so the first one is word, second is light. What is the third one?
怎么称呼主耶稣
？And what are we calling Jesus?
在羔羊之前。对，十四节，父的独生子。
And he was the begotten son of the Father in verse 14.
主耶稣是天上神的独生子。
And he's the begotten son of the heavenly Father.
好，那再下来呢
？And next.
接下去怎么称呼主耶稣？
What are we calling Jesus next?
下一个在第几节？
What verse is it located in?
啊，下一个在第几节？
And what verse is the next name?
啊，二十九节哈，神的羔羊。
The Lamb of God.
那为什么要这样形容？
And why are we describing Jesus this way?
跟下一句话有关系。
It's related to the next sentence.
除去世人罪孽的。
Takes away the sin of the world.
啊，因为羔羊哈，他是无罪的羔羊，替我们流血来赎罪。
And because he was the sinless Lamb of God, shedding blood for us.
哦，这是第四个称呼哈。
And this is the fourth name of Jesus.
那再下一个称呼是什么？
And what would be the next name?
下一个称呼在第几节？
And what verse is it located?
33有什么？34啊，神的儿子。
Verse 34, the Son of God.
好，然后再下一个称呼。
What is the next name after that?
在下一个称呼第几节？
And which verse is it located in?
那是弥赛亚之前。
Before Messiah.
38节哈，拉比。
Verse 38, Rabbi.
哦，就是夫子、老师的意思。
And it's translated to teacher.
好，那拉比再下一个称呼。
And what is the next name after Rabbi?
41节，弥赛亚。
Verse 41, Messiah.
哦。好，那弥赛亚再下一个称呼。
And what is the next name after Messiah?
啊，第几节？之前。之前45节。
Verse 45.
摩西律法所写众先知所记载的那一位。
And whom was recorded in Moses in the law.
好，那再下一个称呼。
And the next name.
还没有，49节之前。
And before verse 49.
45节，拿撒勒人耶稣。
And Jesus of Nazareth.
好，那再下一个称呼。
And the next name.
以色列的王
King of Israel, verse 49.
所以这个第一章里面称呼主耶稣好多。
And so there are many names describing Jesus in chapter 1.
那只有一个可能就是主耶稣是神啊，才有这么多的称呼。
And there are only one possibility because Jesus is God himself, so that's why he has many names.
所以第一章里面对主耶稣的称呼，我们就知道主耶稣的神性。他不只是神。
And so, based on the names of Jesus, we know the divine nature of God. So he's not human.
那从第二章到十二章。
And from chapter 2 to chapter 12.
有几个神迹。
And there are different miracles.
大家有没有算过第二章到十二章有几个神迹？
And has anyone ever counted how many miracles are performed?
七个神迹啊
，Seven miracles。
哦，所以用七个神迹来证明啊，他不只是人呐，他是神。
And so the seven miracles proves that not only was he man, but he is God.
那他是救主。
He is the savior.
好，那从十四章一直到十七章，十三章到十七章。
And from chapter 13 to 17.
在讲主耶稣跟门徒亲密的关系。
And this is about talking about the close relationship between Jesus and the disciples.
那从十三章一直到二十一章。
And from chapter 13 to 21.
记载主耶稣最后一个礼拜受难周。
And it talks about the week before he was.To be crucified.
所以在约翰福音里面描写主耶稣最后一个礼拜的生活，从十三章到二十一章，那这样一共几章？
And in the Gospel of John describes from chapter 30 to 21, the last week before he was about to be crucified.
9章,
so there's a total of 9 chapters.
这个9章的分量相当重。
And so this is a lot of contents.
因为主耶稣一生最精彩的一段，就是他最后一个礼拜的生活。
And this is one of the most wonderful moments of his life, which is the last week of his life.
那如果我们看一个人的自传，
And if we see a biography of a person,
差不多要死以前都没有什么可以写了。
And before death, usually there are not much to be writing about.
因为就是老病死嘛，就这样。
And because usually it's died of old age with disease.
那一般自传里面最吸引人大概就是中年那一段时间最巅峰。
And usually in a biography, the most glamorous times will be in the middle age.
那主耶稣最后一个礼拜最精彩。
But Jesus had the last week of his life, was the pinnacle of his life.
最后一个礼拜分两部分。
And so the last week can be broken up into two parts.
13到17, 他跟门徒的关系。
And chapter 13 to 17, his relationships with the disciples.
那从18到21, 就是他怎么被捉拿钉十字架复活。
And 18 to 21 describes how he was captured and crucified and resurrected.
那在我们没有这样来进入一个一个阶段来查考之前, 我们再来思想第二个问题。
And so before we entering into a very profound studies of the different parts, we will think about one question.
在约翰福音里面, 主耶稣有几次的自我介绍。
And in the Gospel of John, how many times did Jesus introduce himself?
有几次? 7次,
7 times.
这个很奇妙, 主耶稣的自我介绍就证明他是神。
And so this is very miraculous because his introduction shows that he's God.
如果他不是神, 没有人敢这样介绍。
And if he's not God, nobody dared to introduce himself.
他讲的也没有人讲过。
And so whatever he talked about, nobody have spoke of it before.
也没有人想过。
And nobody thought of it before.
也没有人敢讲。
And nobody dared to say anything about it.
我们就知道他不一样。
And so we know that he's a little uncommon.
好，我们先来看第八章。
And so let's read verse chapter 8.
约翰福音的第八章。
John chapter 8.
58节。
Verse 58.
约翰第八章58节。
And John chapter 8 verse 58. Jesus said to them, Most assuredly I said to you, before Abraham was I am.
如果看英文非常清楚。
And if you see the English translation, this is very clear.
英文有时态。
And because it talks about the different time frame.
Abraham, 亚伯拉罕他是用过去式。
And Abraham was in the past tense.
因为他在主耶稣前，2000年前，他是存在，他死了，所以用过去式。
And because he existed 2,000 years ago before Jesus, and then now he has died.
就有我了。And
was I am.
就是用现在式。
And so this is talking about the present tense.
在亚伯兰还没有死以前。 亚伯兰之前，主耶稣已经存在了，叫做现在式。
And so before the death of Abraham, Jesus already had existed. It's called the present tense.
那这很难了解，这怎么解释？
And so this is a little bit complicated. It's hard to explain.
没有我公公就有我了，那这个人有一点问题。
And so before my grandfather was I, so this person has some problems.
那没有公公怎么会有爸爸？没有爸爸怎么会有孩子？
And so without the grandfather, how would there be a father? And then without the father, how would there be the child?
所以一个孩子说没有公公就有我了，这个是有问题的。
And so if a child would say that before my grandfather was I am, so this child must have some problems.
那主耶稣的家谱一直推上去，有一个叫亚伯拉罕。
And so the genealogy of Jesus was pushed up and there was a person called Abraham.
所以他是一代一代这样一直传下来。
And so one generation to the next, it was passed down to him.
那现在主耶稣说还没有亚伯兰就有我了。
And so Jesus described himself before Abraham was I am.
这个就很难了解。
And so this is a little difficult to understand.
所以他们就说你还没有五十岁啊。
And so people said to him that you're not 50 years old.
什么还没有亚伯兰就有你了。
And what does it mean that before Abraham was you?
他觉得这是一种亵渎啊。
And so they found this to be a profanity.
就要拿石头要打他。
And they wanted to stone him.
那主耶稣有没有讲错？
And so was Jesus not right in this case?
那没有讲错要怎么解释？
And so how can we explain this passage?
要怎么解释？因为他就是神。
And because he is God.
还没有亚伯兰以前就有神。
So before Abraham, there was God.
所以约翰福音七次的自我介绍用我是。这个就是代表神。
And so the seventh introduction in the Gospel of John is depicting God himself.
所以在有一节圣经集里面，主耶稣说，你如果不相信我是，就要死在罪里面。
And so there's a verse saying that if you don't believe I am, then you will die in sin.
那到底什么意思？
And what does that mean?
就是要相信耶稣就是神。
And so you have to believe Jesus is God himself.
如果不相信耶稣就是神，就会死在罪里面。
And if you don't believe Jesus is God himself, then you would die in sin.
好，有人的地方就有问题，对不对？
And so any place where there's man, there will be problems.
世界上有没有找到一个地方，有人没有问题的？
And is there any place in this world that if there's man, there wouldn't be any problems?
你如果看那个最好住的地方，
And you will see the most livable place in the world.
大部分最好住的地方全部都在哪里？生活水准高的。
The best livable places in the world, where are they?
都在北欧啊。
And Northern Europe.
社会福利好，从摇篮到坟墓。
And from cradle to grave, they have the best benefits.
但是自杀率最高。
But they have the highest suicidal rates.
为什么？问题不能解决了。
And why? Because their issues cannot be resolved.
有人的地方就有问题。
So as long as there are places that's men, there will be problems.
但是有神的地方就有答案。
But places with God, there will be answers.
那神对我们人类问题的答案是什么？
And so what is the answer of God towards the question of men?
神对人类问题的答案是什么？
And what is the answer towards the question of pertaining to men?
Problem, 人类问题的答案。
And the problem.
是什么？神对人类问题的答案是什么？
And so what is the answer pertaining to the problem of men?
就是主耶稣啊，就是这么简单了。
And so the answer is very simple, it's Lord Jesus.
有主耶稣啊，很多问题就可以解决啊。
And so if you have Lord Jesus, many things could be solved.
因为亚当犯罪，所以人活在罪里面，问题就跑出来。
And because ever since when Adam had committed sins, there are much problems in this world.
那主耶稣来就是要挽回亚当的错误。
And so Jesus came in order to resolve the mistakes that was committed by Adam.
因此在主耶稣里面，问题就会减少。
And so within Jesus, the problem will be lessened.
好，那我们现在先想几个问题哈。你如果不要回到圣经，请问你的答案在哪里
？And so we will think about a few problems. If you don't want to refer to the Bible, what is your answers?
第一个问题
，First question.
人怎么才可以得到满足
？And how can men be satisfied?
来，谁能够给答案
？And who could give me an answer?
人怎么才可以得到满足
？And how would men ever be satisfied?
因为没有满足会怎样
？And because without satisfaction, what will happen?
会去找刺激啊，对不对
？And you will find stimulation.
先是抽烟
，And first you will smoke.
再来抽大麻
，And then you will smoke marijuana.
还不够刺激，那下面什么
？And then you need more stimulants after that. And what will be next?
吸毒啊
，And doing drugs.
这个就是在找满足啊。
And so man is seeking satisfaction.
先是看电影。
And then first you're watching movies.
再来够刺激就看色情的。
And if it's not much stimulation, you would be watching pornography.
那再来还不够刺激。
And then you needed more stimulation.
就再进一步走那条路去了。
And then you would be walking onto that path.
所以人要怎么才可以得到满足
？And so how shall man be satisfied?
对，你讲得很对哦。那早一节圣经节，约翰福音。
And so believing in Jesus was the answer. And、please find the verse in the Gospel of John.
哦，他的自我介绍。
And this is one of the self-introductions of Jesus.
啊，四章第六节。啊，
四章
哦。还没有这么快、哦、在前面。
And chapter 14 and verse 6 is not that that section yet. It's more towards the front.
啊？还没有这么快。
And it's not chapter 8 verse 12 as well.
啊？对，六章三十五节。
And it's actually chapter 6 verse 35.
好，我们一起来念。
And we will read it all together.
耶稣说。我就是生命之粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。你看，主耶稣说，我是什么？生命之粮。
And so Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life.
这个生命是指着属灵的生命。
And so this life is pertaining to spiritual life.
粮就是让他得到滋润、养分，让他得到满足。
And bread will be providing nutrients and nurturing.
所以到主耶稣这里来领受这个粮，就不饿也不渴，就是内心不会空虚了。
And so when you come into Jesus and seeking for this bread of life, then you will not be hungry or thirsty again. You will not feel empty inside.
那我们再倒过来看哦，如果一个人信耶稣以后，还是觉得很空虚，那问题在哪里？
And so we will reverse the question here. If a person after believing Jesus but still feel empty inside, so where's the problem?
耶稣不是说我是生命之粮，我信了还是很空虚啊，常常觉得很无聊啊。
And then Jesus said to them that I'm the bread and life, but after believing, I still feel very empty. I feel bored.
有的人啊，十几个小时都在看电视。
And some people are watching television for more than 10 hours a day.
为什么？
Why?
没事情做，不然你要教他做什么？
And because he doesn't have anything to do, what do you want him to do?
那为什么信耶稣还是很无聊？
And why is it that after believing Jesus, you still feel very bored?
为什么？
Why?
啊？为什么？还有罪啊！因为这个跟主耶稣还没有活在我们里面呢、啊，讲得清楚就这样。
And because sin still existed, Jesus is not living inside of us.
所以哦，下一个问题，可以不可以去 Las Vegas?
So the next question would be, are we allowed to go to Las Vegas?
可以不可以？啊，可以啊，可以啊。哦
，Yes.
这个问题不是可以不可以哦，需要不需要
？And so the question is not whether yes or no, but is it necessary or not?
你如果说可以。哦，或者说不可以，那你去了就犯罪了，是不是
？And so if you're asking me if I can go or not, and if you go, then you would be committing sins.
信耶稣还需要去 Las Vegas 吗
？And after believing Jesus, do you really need to go to Las Vegas?
啊，如果说我们去看看索多玛是什么样子，这个没有关系啊。
And if you wanted to see what the city of Sodom looks like, it's totally okay.
但是如果说两三个礼拜没有去一次，就觉得很手痒痒的，这就有问题。
But after 2 or 3 weeks without going there, then you feel an itch in your hand, and it will be a problem.
这表示我们生命很空虚。
And that means that our life is very empty inside.
所以我们来这个地方回去以后。
So after coming here and returning back.
如果我们生命得到满足。
And if we feel that our life has been satisfied.
你就发现哦，看电视不是不可以，你要觉得不需要。
And you realize that it's not totally not okay to watch television, but there's no need for it.
哦，有造就的你可以看，没有造就我就可以关起来。
And anything edifying, I could look at it. Anything not edifying, I could just turn it off.
是你控制它，而不是它控制你。
And you'll be controlling television, not vice versa.
就是生命丰盛的表现。
And so this is the revelation of abundance in life.
所以第一个问。人要怎么才可以得到满足？答案就是耶稣说：“我就是生命之粮。”
And so how a person shall be satisfied? And Jesus' answer is, "I am the bread of life."
好，第二个问题。
And the second question.
想清楚，不要从圣经找答案哦。
And let's think about this clearly before we answer. Do not look for answers in the Bible.
人活着要做什么
？And what is the purpose for man to live in this world?
啊？ 这个是从圣经来的。
And to glorify God, but that answer actually comes from the Bible.
如果今天我是不信的，人活着要做什么？
And if I'm a non-believer today, what is the meaning for me to live?
啊，哦对，你问小孩子他就知道啊，人活着要做什么 ？Have fun.
And if you ask little children, they would tell you that the reason that a man lives because it's having fun.
好。那我们从圣经来找一节啊。
And we will find the one verse in the Bible.
我们如果要晓得人活着要做什么，一定要认识耶稣。
And so we, if we wanted to know what is the purpose for a man that's living in the world, we have to find Jesus.
在哪里
？And where is that located?
第八章，好。
Chapter 8.
啊，十二节。
Verse 12.
耶稣对众人说：“我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里面走。”
And then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness."
在黑暗里面走什么？看不见路啊，会迷路。
And so, if you're walking in darkness, you cannot see your way. You will go you will get lost.
啊，在主耶稣里面才能够看到人生真正的目标。
And only within Jesus that you can see the directions of life.
因为他是光。
And because he is the light.
好，好，那在主耶稣的光照里面，人生的集中追求是什么
？And so under the shining light of Jesus, what is the focus of men?
集中的追求。
And what is the ultimate pursuance of men?
是什么
？And what would that be?
我们活到最后，集中追求，在追求什么
？And so, when we live in a life until the end, what is the ultimate pursuance?
就是回到父那里去啊。
And to return back to the Father.
就是找到神，跟神和团圆呐。
And you have found God that you have reunited with God.
好，所以没有主耶稣的人生就是迷失方向。
And so a life without Jesus is a loss of directions.
好。所以人生最重要的问题答案就是主耶稣。
And so the most important problems of mankind, the answers will be Jesus.
好，那再问，再想一个问题。
And we will think about another question.
我对自己的生活忧虑很多，要怎么办？
And I am very depressed about my life, and what should I do?
对，在约翰福音找一节圣经节。
And so this is recorded in the Gospel of John. It's one verse as well.
第几章？哦，没有时间，我讲了哈。第十章。
And it's actually chapter 10.
啊，十一节。
Verse 11.
我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep.
因为他是好牧人，我们就是羊嘛。
And because he's a good shepherd, so we are the sheep.
诗篇二十三篇第一节啊，主是我的牧者。下一句话是什么？我必不至于缺乏。
And so just like Psalm chapter 23 verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
所以如果我们跟主的关系好，他一定会带领我们生活不致缺乏。
And so if we have good relationship with the Lord, then there's nothing that we would need in the world.
我们在想哦，如果真的有神的国。
And so let's just think about this, if there's really the kingdom of God.
我要进去。要从哪里进去
？I'm looking to enter inside. Where do I go?
好像会堂锁住，你就进不去了。你要进到神的国，要从哪里进去
？And just like the chapel, if the door is locked, and you cannot go inside. If you wanted to enter into God's kingdom, where do you have to go?
啊？哦，第十章早一节。
And it's chapter 10, final verse.
哦，第九节，我就是门。
And it's verse 9, I am the gate, the door.
主耶稣就是天国的门。
And so Jesus is the gate of heaven.
有主耶稣你才进得去的，没有主耶稣进不去。
And only through Jesus you can enter inside, without it you cannot go.
好，我们再想一个问题啊。
And we will think about another question.
如果我很怕死怎么办？
If I'm afraid of death, then what can I do?
一个人很怕死。
If a person is afraid of death, what can you do?
有的人还没有信耶稣，老人你不能跟他讲死啊。
And if there are a lot of non-believers, the elderly people, you cannot mention the word death.
我们怕死怎么办？
And so I am afraid of death, and what can I do?
啊？什么？找一节，约翰福音找一节啊。
And find a verse in John.
11:25。
Chapter 11, verse 25.
耶稣说：“我是。”生命在我，复活也在我。
And Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life."
英文说我是生命，我是复活。
And the English translation says that I'm the resurrection and life.
所以在他里面就不会死啊。
And so within him, you shall live and not die.
死就是睡了，还会再醒过来。
And when you die, that means you sleep. You would wake up.
所以怕死的人怎么解决？信耶稣就不会死。
And so if you're afraid of death, then you have to believe in Jesus, then you will not die.
再想一个问题。
And we will think about another question.
我想要改变我自己，我怎么改变？
I wanted to change myself, and what do I have to do?
因为我们常常要改变人都会失望。
And usually it's very difficult to change anybody.
为什么？因为我们自己都很难改变自己啊。
Because it's even hard for us to change ourselves.
好，那如果我要改变自己怎么办？你要找一节圣经节来给我一个答案呢。
And so if you wanted to change yourself, please find me a verse.
在哪里？14:6。
And chapter 14, verse 6.
有关系哦，但是有更直接的一节。
And this is related, but we have a more direct verse.
15:1
Chapter 15,
第一节
Verse 1.
我是真葡萄树。
I am the true vine.
再看第五节。
And let's read verse 5.
如果主耶稣是葡萄树，我们是什么？枝子。
And if Jesus is the vine, then we are the branches.
那什么样的人会多结果子？
And what kind of a person will be bearing more fruit?
藏在主里面，主也藏在他里面，这个人就多结果子。
And he who abides in me and I abide in him would bear much fruits.
那如果人信耶稣以后
，So after a person believe in Jesus，
他也信耶稣啊，为什么他个性不会改变
？And so this person believes, and why doesn't he change his personality change？
那这答案在哪里？为什么？
And so, where's the answer relating to this?
这个就是枝子没有连在树干。
And so that means the branches is not connected to the vine.
它的生命养分传不过来，所以结不出果子。
And so the nutrients cannot be passed on, and so therefore it cannot bear any fruit.
当这个圣经说藏在我里面。
And so the Bible says that abide in me.
主耶稣。是什么
？And what is Jesus?
第一章讲耶稣就是道成肉身，就是道。
And chapter 1 describes Jesus as the Word.
在圣经里面其他讲神就是爱。
And other parts of the Bible says God is love.
再来，神就是灵嘛。
And also God is the Spirit.
所以藏在主里面就是讲什么
？And so abiding in me, what is this referring to?
常常被神的道充满。
And you're constantly filled with the words of God.
常常被神的灵充满。
You're constantly being filled with the Spirit of God.
被神的爱充满。
And you're constantly being filled with the love of God.
那这样就会生命就会改变。
And so that this way life will change.
所以不是信耶稣受洗起来，脾气跑掉了，不是这样。
And so not that you believe in Jesus, you receive baptism, and you after being baptized, your temperament will change.
我们那个罪已经被拿掉了。
And the sin has been removed.
但是罪性还在。
And but the sinful nature still exists.
那罪性要怎么解决？
And how do you take care of the sinful nature?
要用神性来充满。
And you need the divine nature to be filled.
然后罪性就没有了。
And so the sinful nature will disappear.
那神性怎么进到我们里面？
And how would the divine nature enter inside of us?
就借着神的话。
and through the words of God.
神的话就是灵，就是生命。
And so God's word is the spirit, which and also the life.
借着圣灵的浇灌。
And through the nourishment of the Holy Spirit.
哦，所以最，你如果夫妻两个常常吵架哦，最理想的辅导是什么？
And the husband and wife constantly argues, and what is the best counseling for them?
简单到你觉得这个老生常谈了。
And this is a very simple answer, and you will feel that this is so common.
夫妻吵架最理想的辅导方式是什么？
And what is the most efficient counseling if a spouse is arguing with one another?
对呀，天天来教会祷告，祷告多久？祷告到圣灵充满。
And you will come to church to pray every day until you're filled with the Holy Spirit.
第二个，
second,
天天上网去听道。
And just go online to listen to the sermon every day.
那要听多久？
And how long should we listen?
听到你做梦也在想神的话。
And until you're dreaming about God's words.
第三个，
and third,
被神的爱充满。
And you want to be filled with God's love.
这个很简单，是不是？
And so this is all very easy, right?
这个最有效的婚姻辅导。
And so this is the most effective marriage counseling.
所以有的人说啊，不要去问传道，他一定跟你讲一样的东西。
And so some people wanted to ask the pastor, and the pastor will say the same thing to you.
不错，问答案是一样，问题是我没有做。如果真的做，婚姻会越来越好。
And of course, the answers are the same, but we haven't been doing it because otherwise we will have perfect relationships everywhere.
好，那我们再来想一个问题。
And we will think of another question.
如果我们要回到神那里去，那一条路是什么？
And so we wanted to go back to God. Which way do we go?
好，在哪里？十四章
，Chapter 14,
第六节
，Verse 6。
我就是道路、真理、生命，不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
所以唯一一条路能够让我们得救。
And so there's only one way for us to be saved.
那一条路是什么？
And which way is that?
主耶稣。
Lord Jesus.
那为什么除他以外就没有拯救？
And why is it that only through him that there's no other salvation?
为什么？
Why?
为什么？除他以外没有拯救，因为他就是神。
Because he is God.
这样也可以讲了哦。那个最重要一个人跟神的最重要一个障碍是什么？
And what is the most obstacle between man and God, which is sin?
只有主耶稣能够赦我们的罪。
Only Lord Jesus could redeem our sins.
因为只有他没有罪，也只有他为人的罪死。
And only Jesus is sinless, and then he also died because for men.
所以他是唯一的一条路。
And so he is the only way.
所以啊，人生的问题啊，答案在哪里？
And so where's all the questions of life?
答案在哪里？
And where's all the answers to that?
答案就是主耶稣啊。
And the answers will be Jesus.
所以家里面如果请主耶稣来我们家里面，不是坐坐而已哦，住下来。
And so if you're inviting Jesus to your house, not just to live a few days, but to live for good, stay.
那你的家庭就充满恩典。
And then your family will be filled with grace.
所以约翰福音有七个自我介绍，就是要解决人生几个重要的问题。
And so in the Gospel of John, there are seven introductions to solve the problems of life.
那我们从第二章来看主耶稣行了几个神迹。
And we will read from chapter 2 some of the miracles that was performed by Jesus.
第一个神迹是什么？
And what was the first miracle?
水变成酒。
And water turned to wine.
这个最重要不是拿这个来当理由啊，我回家可以喝酒。你看，主耶稣变酒啊。
And you cannot take this as excuse that you could be drinking wine while you're going home because Jesus turned water to wine.
那个婚宴是预表我们人生，好像婚宴。
And so the banquet here represents our life.
那前面那个酒呢？这是人预备的，用钱买来的。
And so the wine was prepared by man. It was bought.
但是这个人预备的酒呢，快乐会用尽。
And so the wine that was prepared by man will be depleted. It will be drank up.
那主耶稣变的酒比前面更好。
And so the wine that Jesus changed into was better than the wine previously.
主耶稣给我们的满足哦，比你世界上用钱买的更好。
And so the satisfaction that you would get from Jesus is better than anything that you would buy in this world.
哦，那个酒怎么变的？
And so how do you change the wine?
水变的。
And it was changed from water.
哦，把它倒在石缸。
And it was poured into a vessel.
石缸是什么？
And it's actually a stone pot.
我们就是一个器皿嘛。
And we are a vessel.
让圣灵倒满在我们里面，那从里面掏出来的就是更好的酒。
And so after the Holy Spirit fill us inside, and then we would pour it out, it becomes much better wine.
充满着喜乐。
And you will fill with joy.
这就是第一个婚宴主要的意思。
And so this is the first meaning of the banquet.
好，那在这个神迹里面。
And so within this miracle,
我们可以看到哦，有几件事情跟主耶稣有关系的。
And we will see a few things that's related to Jesus.
啊，第一个。
And first thing.
啊，第三节。
And verse 3.
耶稣的母亲对耶稣说，他们没有酒了。
And the mother of Jesus said to him, they have no wine.
哦，这个告诉叫我们什么？
And so what is this telling us?
哦，人生如果没有喜乐哦，第一个要来找主耶稣了。
And when in life you cannot find any more pleasure, the first person, the first thing you have to find is Jesus.
所以我们没有酒了啊，告诉主耶稣。
And so we don't have any wine, so the mother was telling Jesus.
那第四节。
And verse 4.
我的时候还没有到。
And my hour has not yet come.
就是要等候主耶稣啊。
And you have to wait until the coming of Jesus.
你要告诉主耶稣，我迫切祷告，要等候神的时候。
And you have to tell Jesus, and then you have to pray fervently and telling him.
好，那到第五节。
And verse 5.
他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
And whatever he says to you, do it.
这个在讲什么？
And what is this talking?
顺服主耶稣。
And obedience to Jesus.
他圣经告诉你怎么做，你就去做。
And so whatever the Bible tells you to do, then you have to do it.
单纯一点，不要一直用头脑去想合理不合理。
And you have to be very simple. Do not think about whether this is logical or not.
安息日就是安息日。
And so Sabbath is Sabbath.
你如果真的能够分别为圣。
And if you really could separate this from a day of holy.
暂时离开这个世界。
Temporarily leaving this world.
那安息日你就感觉到神里面那个平安跟喜乐。
And on Sabbath day that you would enjoy the peace and harmony from God.
所以一个礼拜最好的福分就是安息日。
So the greatest blessing in a week will be the holy Sabbath day.
好，那再接下去呢？
And then what's next?
第十一节。
Verse 11.
是吧？荣耀主耶稣。
And to glorify Jesus.
那这样的一个人生啊。
So within this life.
就能够引导很多人来信主。
And you could guide many people to come and believe in.
所以这件神迹显明出来，好多人就信耶稣。
And so after this miracle was performed, many people came to believe in Jesus.
所以我们有很多的神迹其实见证。
And so we have many, many miracles and wonders and testimonies.
但是有时候对这个很平安的人，他觉得这个好像跟我没有关系。
And but for the most part, to somebody that's very peaceful, they would think that this has nothing to do with them.
但是如果一个信徒真的信耶稣以后啊，个性改变。
But a member after believing Jesus and the temperament will change.
变成新人。
And becoming a new man.
再来活着很平安，很喜乐。
And then living very peacefully and joyfully.
这一种生活就是神迹啊。
And so this type of life will be miracle itself.
很多人看到我们的家庭，看到我们的生活就很羡慕，我也要跟你信耶稣，因为太好了。
And many people will see our lives and our families, and then they would be very envious, and they wanted to believe in Jesus because this is great.
所以神迹不只是车祸撞到不死，瞎眼看见、瘸腿走路、死人活，不只是这样。
And so miracles is not just you are involved in a car accident, not die, or the lame walk, or the blind see.
一个人改变成为新人。
And a person changes. From the old self to a new self.
在很现实的生活里面，在地如天。
And in a very realistic lifetime, that this person will be on earth just like in heaven.
这就是神迹啊。
And so this will be a miracle.
好，那在第三章哈。
And in chapter 3.
我们跟一般教会在谈道理，有一节一定要谈，没有谈了就失去重点。
And usually when we talk to other denominations, this must be a one verse that we have to talk about. Without speaking about it, then we will lose our main focus.
是哪一节？
Which verse is it?
第三章第五节。
Chapter 3, verse 5.
人如果不是从水跟圣灵生，就不能进神的国。
And unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
这个是对尼哥底母所教导的。
And so this is teaching to Nicodemus.
那一般基督教强调是第几节？第三章。
And so the common Christian saying is which verse?
一般基督教第三章强调第几节？
And the common Christianity when they would talk about chapter 3 verse 16.
世界上最伟大的爱是神对人的爱。
And the greatest love in the world will be the love of God.
神给人最大的礼物就是他的独生子。
And so that he gave His only begotten Son to the world.
人类最大的危机是什么？
And what is the greatest crisis of mankind?
不是环境污染。
And this will not be environmental pollution.
最大的危机是灭亡。
And the greatest crisis will be destruction.
神给人最大的恩典是什么？
And what would be the greatest grace from God?
永生。
And eternal life.
那这个都没有错，这十六节都没有错。
And so verse 16 is all right.
但是十六节之外，我们强调的是约翰三章五节。
And after verse 16, we are emphasizing in chapter 3, verse 5.
这个是不至灭亡反得永生的两个必要的步骤。
And this will be the two criteria besides being destruction and entering into eternal life.
要进到这个永生的两个必要的步骤。
And these are the two critical criteria of entering into eternal life.
那第四章就是主耶稣在做个人布道。
And chapter 4 is personal evangelism of Jesus.
世界上最会个人布道的是谁？
And who is the person that knows how to do personal evangelism?
主耶稣。世界上最会讲道的是谁？
And who will be the person that knows how to speak the words?
你怎么知道？很多人信。
And many people believe in Jesus.
主耶稣讲道五千个人听
And when he was preaching sermon, 5,000 men was listening.
一直听到太阳下山。
Until the sun was setting.
你现在如果一个人讲到超过一个小时，等一下一个上厕所，等一下车子已经发动了。
And if a person talks more than one hour today, you would hear people going to the bathroom. Next thing you know, the engine will be starting.
超过两三个小时，只有讲到一个人在那里。
And after two or three hours, only the speaker still is on a pulpit.
但是主耶稣一讲，五千个人一直听到太阳下山。
And after Jesus was speaking, 5,000 men would be listening until the sun is down.
这是什么新道理？
And what kind of new truth is this?
因为这是神从天上启示来的。
And this is revelation directly from God.
再来这个。这个道就是有权柄，是两刃的利剑。
And so this word comes with authority, is a double-edged sword.
让人听见之后会悔改。
And after man hears it, they want to repent.
所以这个就是主耶稣最后讲道。
And so he was the best speaker, is Jesus.
个人布道值得来研究第四章。
And so we will study the personal evangelism in chapter 4.
好，到第六章。
And to chapter 6.
第六章在讲变饼给五千个人吃。
And chapter 6 talks about feeding the 5,000 men, people.
这个就是肉体今生的恩典。
And so this is the grace of the physical flesh in this world.
那在第六章告诉我们我们如果只满足于肉体跟今生的恩典，这样的信仰有什么不足？
And so chapter 6 is telling us we are only complacent based on the satisfaction of of our physical flesh. And what kind of lacking is this?
这样的信仰有什么不足?
And what kind of lacking is this towards our faith?
第六章找找看有什么不足?
And please find it in chapter 6.
第一个不足
And the first lacking.
可以看我们看第六章。
And chapter 6.
六十七节六十六、六十七节。
And verse 66 and 67.
这里说有很多门徒不再跟他同行。
And it says that many disciples walk with him no more.
最后只剩几个。
And there are only few left.
只剩十二个。
And only the 12 disciples left.
五千个人吃过饼，到最后只剩十二个。
And after 5,000was fed, and only 12 men left.
为什么？
Why?
因为他只为着吃饼得饱。
And because all they care about was feeding food.
到处找耶稣，看有没有新的饼可以吃。
And then they're going everywhere to looking for Jesus and see if there's any new bread to eat.
拥护耶稣当王。
And they wanted to make him as king.
但是当主耶稣讲的道理深一点，哦，这个我接受不了，就走了。
But if Jesus speaks of deeper teachings, then they could not deal with it, so they left.
所以告诉我们，信仰如果只是停留在追求肉体上今生的恩典，这样信仰有时候是经不起考验。
And so this is telling us that if we are remaining at the stage of pursuing our physical satisfaction, and this type of faith would not be able to stand through test.
好，那第二个缺点。
And so the second shortcoming.
我们看二十七节。
And we will read verse 27.
不要为必坏的食物劳力，要存到永生的食物劳力。
And do not labor for the food which perishes, but the food which endures for everlasting life.
必坏食物就是它变的饼。
And so the food which perishes will be the bread that he changed.
好像旷野的玛拿。
Just like the manna in the wilderness.
是神的恩典。
This is the grace of God.
但是吃了都还会死。
But after eating it, you shall still perish.
那永生的食物是什么？
But what is eternal food?
永生的食物是什么？神的话，在这一章啊，永生的食物是什么？
That would be the words of God, which is the eternal food.
我就是生命之粮，就是主耶稣本身啊。
And I am the bread of life, which is Jesus himself.
所以这些人一直去找主耶稣，是为着得到饼。
And so these people are constantly looking for Jesus in order to gain the bread.
但是主耶稣引导他们要追求更有价值的，就是是饼给人吃那个生命之粮，就是耶稣本身。
And so Jesus is guiding them to be looking for more meaningful food, which is Jesus himself, which is the bread of life.
所以信仰更有价的追求是追求主耶稣本身。
And so the more meaningful pursuance of faith is Jesus himself.
这是生命之粮。
And so this is the bread of life.
会让我们生命丰盛。
And this will give us abundance in life.
好，我们看再来看约翰第八章哈。
And let's turn to John chapter 8.
约翰第八章。
John chapter 8.
一个问题，大家来想想看。
And there's another question I want you to think about.
有一个淫乱的被抓来，问主耶稣要怎么办？
And there was an adulteress that was captured, and then she was brought to Jesus and asking him what how she shall be dealt with.
这个很难回答的一个问题。
And this is a hard answer.
你怎么回答都没有办法完美。
This question, there's no right answers here.
要答不答，这都很难回答。
And whether she should be stoned or not stoned, this is a difficult question to answer.
但是主耶稣很灵巧。
But Jesus was very crafty here.
Shrewd, 就是谁没有罪的，你就丢吧。
And whoever that was sinless, then you could throw the first stone.
好，谁先丢啊？
And who will be throwing the first stone?
那我的问题是说，为什么从老的先丢？
And why the older people be throwing the first stone?
想想看，为什么老的先溜，不少年先溜了
？And why is it that the older ones will be throwing the first stone, not the younger ones?
大家答案大概不太一样了哈。
And so everybody have different answers.
但是大家有一个感觉就是活越久罪越大。
And there's a common thinking that the longer you live, the more sin you have.
小罪不断。
And the small sins continues.
积小就变成大罪啊。
And when you accumulate the small sins, become greater sins.
所以他就溜走了。
And then and it will go away.
他最后只剩这一个人。
And only one person left.
所以主耶稣的智慧值得我们来学习。
And so this is the wisdom of Jesus that we should be learning.
那到第 十章啊，第九章。
And chapter nine.
啊，主耶稣讲我是生命之粮，结果他就变饼给人吃。
And so Jesus says that I am the bread of life, then he changed bread for men.
主耶稣讲我是世上的光，他就把瞎眼的医好。
And Jesus says that I am the light of life, then he heals the blind.
主耶稣说复活在我生命之后，他就叫拉撒路死里复活。
And he said resurrection is me and the life is me, and then he was able to resurrect Lazarus.
就是用相关的神迹来证明他刚刚讲的话是真理，是有权柄的。
And he would use all relative miracles to show that what he's saying is true.
好，我们看第十章。
And we will read chapter 10.
十六节。
Verse 16. And the other sheep I have which are not of this fold, then also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd.
这里讲哦，我另外有羊不是这圈的。
And the other sheep that I have is not of this fold.
主耶稣会引他来。
And Jesus will be guiding.
他会听我的声音。
They will hear my voice.
要合成一群归一个牧人。
And there will be one flock and one shepherd.
所以有没有听过其他教会的人说，真耶稣教会来偷牵羊？
And so have you heard about other denominations saying that True Jesus Church will be stealing the flock?
要怎么回答？
And what is the answer to that?
回答就在这里，我们没有偷奸哦，我们只讲主耶稣的声音，他自己来的。
And we did not steal because all we talk about is the voice of Jesus and the flock will be coming to us.
就是照主耶稣的话去传啊，这个就是听主的声音。
And so this is preaching through the voice of Jesus.
那他们就要来，就要合成一群归一个牧人。
And so the sheep will come by themselves and then forming one flock and one shepherd.
所以将来有你可以看到有其他教派的人都会跑来，因为他听主的声音，要合成一群。
And later on, you will see other denominations will be coming to our church because they heard the voice of Jesus and they want to form one flock.
那在那其他都很熟哈，十三章开始。
And chapter 13.
就是最后一个礼拜。
And this will be the last week.
主耶稣洗门徒的脚，为着要跟他有份。
And Jesus washes the disciples' feet, for disciples to have part with him.
这是主跟神门徒亲密的关系啊。
And so this is the closeness relationship that Jesus had has with the disciples.
那十四章就是主耶稣安慰门徒。
And chapter 14, Jesus is comforting the disciples.
因为主耶稣说他要离开世界回到父那里去。
And Jesus said that he will be departing the world and going back to the Father.
那十五章就是他跟门徒的关系，好像葡萄树跟树枝。
And chapter 15, the relationship he has with the disciple is kind of like the vine and branch.
然后到了十六章。
And chapter 16.
OK, 我们现在回来看十四章。
And we will read chapter 14.
找一节来看看什么叫做平安。
And find a verse and what is true peace.
约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14.
什么叫做平安。
And what is peace?
二十七节哈。
Verse 27.
我留下平安给你，我的平安不像世人所示，你们心里不要忧愁，不要胆怯。
And peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not the world gives to do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
什么叫平安？
And what is peace?
没有忧愁，没有害怕。
And that you have no trouble or you're not afraid.
这个叫做平安。
And so this is peace.
不是说没有事情发生。
And doesn't mean that things does not happen.
是事情发生的时候，我们心里不会害怕。
And but after things have happened, that you will not feel afraid inside.
被 lay off, 你不会害怕。
And after being laid off, you will not be, you will not feel afraid.
也不会忧愁。
You will not feel saddened.
那这个平安从哪里来？
And where do this peace coming from?
主耶稣所赐的。
And this will be given to us by Jesus.
因为他会帮我们解决我们的问题。
And because he will be able to solve all of our problems.
好，那到十七章。
Until chapter 17.
主耶稣奋力的祷告。
And this will be the prayer for Jesus.
他最关心的两个问题是什么？
And the two problems that he cared about the most is what?
今天就是主耶稣对教会最关心的两个问题。
And this will be the two problems that he cares about the most towards church.
第一个是什么？
And what is the first one?
合一啊。
And to become one.
第二个。
Second.
成圣。
And to become holy.
所以现在主耶稣对我们教会最大的期待就是第一个要成圣。
And so the greatest anticipation of Jesus towards us is to become holy.
成圣就是不世俗化。
And to become holy is not to become worldly.
我们是住在世界，不要离开世界。
We are living in this world, but not departing from the world.
但是我们不属世界。
But we do not belong to the world.
哦，那怎么才不会被俗化呢？
And so how we would not become worldly, but terrestrial.
十七节。
And verse 17.
叫他们也因真理成圣。
And they will sanctify them by the truth.
哦，所以我们在这里学习道理，然后我们来调整我们的想法、看法、我们的生活。
And so we will be studying the truth here, and we will make adjustments to our thinking in our lives.
当我们的道理、生活、想法都跟圣经一样的时候，我们就不是俗化了。
And so once our thinking are in accordance with the teachings in the Bible, we are not worldly anymore.
但是还没有改变之前，我们是世界的一部分。
But before conforming to this change, we are part of the world.
那合一呢？合一的秘诀在哪里？
Becoming one, what is the secret of that?
23节。
Verse 23.
我在他们里面，你们在我里面，使他们完完全全的合一。
And I in them, and you in me.That they may be made perfect in one.
所以合一的关键在哪里？
And what is the critical criteria of becoming one?
主耶稣在我们里面。
Lord Jesus is inside of us.
那什么叫主耶稣在我们里面？
What does it mean that Lord Jesus is inside of us?
第一个，神的道。
And it will be the first is the word of God.
教会要传相同的道。
And the church must teach the similar teachings.
你如果道理传的不同，马上分裂。
And if the words are not teach correctly, and then it will be everything will be diversified.
特别是共信之道。
共信。
Common faith.
Especially common faith, the knowledge of common faith.
不能讲不同。
And you cannot have different teachings.
所以第一个要神的道。
And first, you have to have the words of God.
第二个要神的爱。
And then you have to have the love of God.
我们个人之间的缺点，甚至得罪，都用爱把它包容，教会就合一了。
And so all the shortcomings and other blemishes will be covered up by love, and then the church will be perfect.
第三个，神的灵。
And the third criteria is the Spirit of God.
神的灵在我们当中感动。
And the Spirit of God will be touching us inside.
我们就会想神的旨意，就会越来想越得通，教会就合一。
And we will be thinking about the will of God, and the more we think, the more knowledge we will have, and the church will be as one.
最后一个问题。
Last question.
约翰福音二十一章。
John chapter 21.
十五节。
Verse 15.
请读。
So when they had eat breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?
这里主耶稣问彼得啊。
And so Jesus was asking Peter,
你爱我比这些更深吗？
Do you love me more than these?
问题是这一些指的什么？
And the question is, what are these?
在这个圣经节里面，这一些指的什么？
In this verse, what is these referring to?
第二个。
Second,
这一些对我们个人来讲值得什么？
And what are these things to us personally?
主耶稣说：“你爱我比这个更深吗？”
And Jesus said that you love me more than these.
然后主耶稣就把工作交给他。
And then Jesus had passed on the word to him.
所以要承担神的工作，要牧养群羊哦，要有爱。
And so you have to, in order to support the work of God and to shepherd the flock, you have to have love.
那爱。比要比这一些更深。
And so love is much more deeper than these.
明天早上我们就要大家来给一个答案，这一些是什么？
And so tomorrow morning, please provide an answer. What are these?
一起默祷。
And let's pray in silence.